Hello, everyone, and welcome to Grandpa's Tales of Terror. This next story is one that is very dear to me. It is a dedication to a member of our family named Boo Boo. So I hope you will enjoy The Demon, or How to Live with One. Now close your eyes and let your imagination carry you into a world of fear and horror. Cats are demons. It's as simple as that. The Egyptians didn't have the statues of cats to worship, but to recognize which ones are demons. It was like a catalog, just not with pictures. I lived with such a demon, one that could cause havoc, destruction, and other catastrophic events in your life if it chooses to. The demon's name was, well, not the demon's name, but the cat's name was Boo Boo. It all began when I had met a very beautiful young woman. She was captivating, intelligent, and quite the conversationalist. After a few more encounters and dates, I finally was introduced to her cat. My girlfriend, I guess I could say at this point, went up to him and stroked his back, saying, "Boo Boo, this is my friend Charlie, and Charlie, this is Boo Boo." Not sure what to do, I walked up to him, offering my hand to sniff. When my hand was close to him, he merely looked up at me with cold, dark eyes that sent a shiver down my back and ignored my hand. I felt also that I had invaded his space somehow and thought, who am I but a peasant in the company of a king? I could feel this was going to be bad. After a couple of glasses of wine, relaxation had set in and conversation was in hand. Boo Boo remained beside her almost the whole time, pausing himself to go nibble on crunchies or slurp some water, even waiting outside the door when she went to the bathroom. Our conversation eventually led me to ask questions about Boo Boo. She told me that she got him when he was just a kitten, perhaps a month or so old. A small part of him was feral. She went on to say that he grew out of it and is very loving and personable. Looking at him, she asked if I was allergic to cats. I said no, not at all. Then the other question, is it a problem? I looked at her straight in the eyes and replied, not at all. She had captured my heart, and if I shared her with a furry animal, and that's the only sacrifice I had to make, then so be it. Little did I know that wasn't the only sacrifice. As the days and weeks passed, our feelings for each other grew, and so we took the relationship one step further and made the decision to live together. Now, once we had moved in with each other, I felt as if I was under the scrutiny of Boo Boo's watchful eyes. His presence was always felt by me as if I was being judged. No matter what I did or where I was in our home, he was always there, as if he was deciding whether or not I was worthy of his master's affections. And I use that term, master, loosely. Or perhaps if I was worthy of his tolerance. On one particular evening, after a few glasses of wine, we ended up somehow talking about past relationships, an area that with some people can be quite touchy. After telling her about mine, which really wasn't very exciting, she then told me her story, with Boo Boo watching me intently as if he was gauging my reactions. The first question she asked was if I had had any pets while I was growing up, to which I said no. She then began. She was 4 years old when she had her first kitten. One day during a cold winter snap, she could hear mewing coming from outside the front door of their house. Telling her mother what she was hearing, the two of them opened the door and lo and behold was a kitten. Its big green eyes looked at the two of them, asking for perhaps some shelter and a bit to eat. She asked her mother if she could bring the kitten inside, to which the mother agreed. Her parents were loving and not cruel, as how some people can be. Not putting weight on one of its legs as it came in the door, the mother and daughter found that the kitten had a small injury, which ended up being a sliver in one of its pads. Getting some water and opening up a can of tuna, as they didn't have anything else to feed it at the time, she watched it drink and eat as if it had had nothing for the past couple of days. When the kitten was finished, she held it, wrapped in a blanket to keep it warm, which gave them an opportunity to remove the sliver. Purring had started, telling her it was content and happy. When her father arrived home, she asked if they could keep it. Even though times were a little tight, her father could see the happiness in her eyes and said to her that it would be a big responsibility for her to care for the kitten, to which she said she would do it. Both of her parents agreed it would be a good experience and a chance for their daughter to learn valuable life lessons. They asked what she was going to name the kitten, which she had not done so yet. After thinking about it for a few minutes, she came up with the name Boo Boo, since the kitten had one when it arrived at the front door. I asked if this was the same Boo Boo that she had when she was 4. She laughed and said no, and mentioned that although cats can live for quite a few years, every cat she had was named Boo Boo. I asked her how many cats has she had. Smiling, she said a few. Getting up, I refilled our wine glasses, and she continued with her story.